Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we get into hour number two of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. A little bit delayed after we listened into the comments made by President Joe Biden and him explaining somewhat his decision, at least the decision-making process on why he has made the decision not to run for a second term president. Brad Young's going to be in the house tonight for At Your Service beginning at 8 o'clock. I'm sure he will have some comments on all of this. We'll talk with Brad a little bit and our final segment of this show. So that's going to be coming up in just a little while here on KMOX. So let's just jump right back into Cardinal stuff. Again, if you want to chime in, you can do so by calling, texting, tweeting 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or tweeting at me at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. We're at a point now with the trade deadline just days away. We're about a week out from the trade deadline. With that coming up, I think you can spend some time looking at the roster and trying to figure out the areas that the team needs help in and what that might look like. And we talked about this last night a little bit on the Extra Innings show. I don't love getting into the whole, well, would this guy be good? Would this guy be good? Like, there's always the insider reports and the rumblings that the team is talking with this team about this guy and this team about this guy, but they're not talking about this team. I don't know. I've never really believed that a lot of what we see out there is completely legit. So when we get into the whole exact specific names and how they would fit as a Cardinal, it's not my favorite thing to do. But what I do like doing is talking about the needs that the Cardinals have. And I think the needs are clearly obvious. They need some help in the starting rotation at the top end. That's more about the postseason than it is for the regular season. They need some help in the bullpen. The high leverage guys have been used and used and used and used, and they have not been as effective recently. I think never having Keenan Middleton really hurt this team. Now, a guy like Riley O'Brien, he is on a rehab assignment right now at Memphis. He did pitch, I believe it was yesterday, looked good. He can add to the bullpen, but nobody looks at Riley O'Brien, or he's, I don't know, but nobody. But I don't look at Riley O'Brien as a guy who's going to walk in and you feel really comfortable with him covering the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning of a one-run game. That's just not, maybe he emerges in that kind of role eventually, the way Ryan Fernandez has. Nobody viewed Fernandez that way when the season got started. And right now, I have, outside of Ryan Helsley, I have as much faith in Ryan Fernandez than any other pitcher in the bullpen. If I Jojo Romero is, I really like Jojo. I just feel like he's been used so much this year. He's hit a little bit of a wall recently, and I hope that they use him in a way that allows him to respond. I love what we've seen from Andrew Kittredge all season long, but look at some of his metrics. He has not been quite the guy that he was in the first month and a half of the season. When it comes to guys that you can really feel confident in, I think Ryan Fernandez is right there with Ryan Helsley. I do worry about Fernandez hitting a wall. Look, it's a 162-game baseball season is tough. It is really, really tough. You have to put together a team that A, is good enough to win games, and B, is good enough to last 162 games. So we're at about the 100-game marker of the season. We're right in that area. And it is a very common thing to see teams that maybe you weren't expecting to play at a high level start to fall off at the 100-game mark. I'm going to keep an especially close eye on a team like the Cleveland Guardians. And I think they won yesterday, but they lost three in a row before that. They have been one of the best teams in baseball from a win-loss perspective all season long. But what are they built for the 162? I want to say that about the Milwaukee Brewers, but we've all come to learn that the Brewers just kind of do their thing. And potentially horrible news for the Brewers today. Christian Yelich exited yesterday's game with a back issue. And now the reports out of Milwaukee today are that he is going to be meeting with a spine specialist those are not words that anybody wants to hear said about a ball player that's really important to their team. And the reports indicate that he will be speaking with a spine specialist about a possible surgery that would end his season. So Yelich, who has been fantastic this year, all-star, really kind of finding the previous version of himself when you think about his, maybe not to the levels of his MVP season, but still having one heck of a year, there is a possibility that we have seen the end of Christian Yelich for the year. And if you're going and getting spinal surgery, that could clearly impact him into next year as well. He was so good, and he's dealt with back stuff in his career, and he broke his kneecap that one year as well. And it felt like it took him 2-3 years to fully recover from all of that. And he finally did, and he's been great this year. But that's a big blow. That's a big blow for the Brewers. That being said, Brewers have a 6-game lead on the Cardinals right now. It is July 24th. It is, we're closer to being late in the season than early in the season for sure. Not that a 6-game lead is insurmountable. It's not. You can make up 6 games with 60 games to go, but it's not easy. It is not easy. And you give the Brewers a lot of credit for what they've been able to do. But again, making it, being able to survive a 162-game season, a lot of the way your roster is built on that idea that they can make it through 162. That's why I'm always really, really slow to evaluate teams, especially early on in the year, because stuff matters more and more as the season goes along. And I think we've seen from the Cardinals, they've been a lot better here, obviously, since mid-May, when I think they still have the best record in the National League since then. I didn't check it since the Pirates series, but I could look. But if they don't, they're right there in that category for sure. So yeah, starting pitching, relief pitching, maybe a right-handed bat. I'll harp on this, and I'll continue to bang this drum. You've got a guy in the organization with a right-handed bat that's available to you right now who's proven that he can hit at the major league level, and it's Ivan Herrera. And I understand the fans' love of what Pedro Páez has done since getting that opportunity. I love what he's done defensively. He has been really, really good. And to take that one step further, he hasn't been bad defensively or offensively. He's been fine. He's been serviceable, especially as a backup catcher. You're not going to be overly worried about the offensive numbers that he puts up. He was able to extend out that hitting streak. Now an 11-game hitting streak. He had a single in the 5th inning today that is tied for the 2nd longest all time for a Cardinals rookie catcher. He is tied with Jimmy Schaefer in that category. So when I say this is not to say anything bad about Pedro Páez. It is not. I like what he has done. I think he's got the opportunity to be a really good player for the Cardinals. But he's still a guy hitting .222. He's still a guy with a .605 OPS. And as good as he has been from a defensive standpoint, I look at games like they played today, and I keep saying to myself, how much more successful against left-handed pitchers will they be if they can have Ivan Herrera available? What he has done against, he's just a guy who can, he can impact the game as a right-hander. I say all that, his numbers against lefties at the big league level this year aren't amazing, but you look at his profile and you say, when you've got a team that struggles against lefties, you'd like to have a guy who at times this year was hitting in the cleanup position, and they decided to go defense first with the catcher's position. I think a week from now, things are, what's going on right now with the roster could change in a big way in the next week or so, because you've got the trade deadline coming up. Ken Rosenthal is among the baseball insiders that have talked about one of the things that the Cardinals have going for them is the ability to trade from the Major League roster. You've got some redundancy on the Major League roster. You've got some areas where you're going to be looking to directly replace other guys. You've got some guys who probably just don't have a spot anymore when everybody gets healthy. So all those things combined together, if you are going out to make a trade and you offer a team that maybe is on the brink of contending. Kevin Wheeler and I were talking about this today in the old KMOX sports office because Kevin, growing up in Michigan, he's a Tigers fan, follows along with the Tigers. That's the team that he keeps a close eye on other than the Cardinals. And that's a team that's kind of on the fringe of being in the playoff race right now, but not really. And there's been talk about Jack Flaherty getting traded. I would laugh so much, by the way, what if Flaherty ended up back in St. Louis, just with kind of his whole story arc of his time here. But he's, if you haven't paid attention, Flaherty's having a fantastic season with Detroit. Tarek Skubal is another guy who's having a great year. But there's club control on him. Talk about whether or not he might be somebody who could get moved. If you're Detroit, you're close. You're really close. And I think there's a lot of teams that are possibly going to trade this year. Not a lot of teams because there's not a lot of sellers, but of the teams that are sellers, many of them, like a Detroit, maybe like a Texas, they don't feel like they're that far off from being in the playoffs next year, potentially. So if you're able to trade off the Major League roster, that's the type of trade that those teams might be looking for, because you're not going and getting some prospect in single A that's going to take 3-4 years to eventually get to the big league. So that's one area that the Cardinals do have maybe some negotiating strength. That, yeah, there's some guys in the minors. Now, overall, the top prospects for the Cardinals are not performing that well. It is not, just especially from a position player standpoint, it has not been great this year in the Cardinals minor league system. But as they are going to be competing with a lot of other teams that are in playoff contention and are in buy mode, there is a possibility that the Cardinals having some redundancy at the big league level could possibly result in them having somewhat of an inside track on being able to get some deals done. But we'll wait and see. We're about a week out from the trade deadline. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can also tweet at me. It was a busy sports day. There was a bunch of things that happened today that I thought was interesting. I don't do this very often on Sports Open Line, but we're going to kind of do a we're going to bullet point out some things coming up on our next segment and go through a few things that I found to be interesting today in sports. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. At 8 o'clock, at your service, Brad Young going to be in the house. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk to him coming up in just about 10 minutes or so, find out what's going to be going on with his show tonight. Wanted to, again, I don't do this very often, but we had a lot of Cardinal stuff to get to today, somewhat interrupted by the Joe Biden address at the top of this hour, so can't really devote an entire segment to all of these topics. So we're just going to kind of roll through a few things that happened in sports today that I found to be incredibly interesting. Let's start with what another major change in the world of college sports. And a lot of times when there's changes, I kind of go, is that great? I'm not sure. This one I am incredibly excited about, especially somebody who is a college baseball fan. Commissioners finalized roster limits in their house settlement, where college rosters for these teams are going to be set at 105 for football, 15 for men's and women's basketball, 34 for baseball, 25 for softball, 18 for volleyball. Here's the interesting thing about this. Teams will be able to offer scholarships to full rosters starting in 2025-2026. And this most impacts college baseball. College baseball, in case you did not know, college baseball teams have not been able to give out that many full scholarships for a good number for their existence. It's never made any sense to me at all. They had previously been allowed to give out 11.7 scholarships in Division I baseball. That's all they had. You think about a baseball team. NCAA rules had 11.7 scholarships, full scholarships available for baseball teams to hand out. That number is now more than tripling to 34. This is a huge change, and this is great for prep baseball players who are looking to go the college route. And you combine this with name, image, likeness stuff. When if you're a high school kid, it's going to be that much tougher of a decision now for you if you get drafted, if you're going to want to go the pro ranks or if you're going to want to go into college baseball, because you're able to make money, name, image, likeness through college baseball, but now so many more scholarships. And it look, just makes it was stupid. It was dumb to have that few scholarships in college baseball. That's not good for student athletes. That's not good for anybody. It was one of the dumbest things that existed in sports that the scholarship limit in college baseball was 11.7. Ridiculous. And that is gone now. So I don't say this very often, but kudos to everybody in the NCAA and college athletics for making this decision. Those other sports are getting a little bit of a bump, but college baseball is the big one where it's basically tripling. So 34 scholarships. So you're not going to have these situations anymore where you got some assistant coach on a college baseball staff that's telling a kid to apply for this grant here, and they're going to try to get you some academic money here. And, hey, what nationality are you? Maybe there's some organization that hands out a $1,000 scholarship to people from this nation. Like, that's not going to exist anymore because that's how it worked. You would go in, you'd be on a college baseball team. If you were lucky, there'd be like two or three kids on a full ride, and then some kids on, you know, half a scholarship, third a scholarship, and there'd always be somebody who would work with these kids to try to find as much grant money in other places to get those numbers up a little bit. Got good grades? What was your ACT score? Okay, we can get you this money here. So that's not going to happen anymore. That is a very, very good thing, and I am excited for that. We've got some drama when it comes to the television rights deals for the NBA moving forward. The NBA has been on TNT, and TNT is the most well-known producer of NBA games because of Inside the NBA with Charles and Shaq and Chuck and Ernie, Kenny and Ernie. So they are under contract for one more year with the NBA. NBA was trying to negotiate with everybody about the TV rights that are coming up. The NBA and Turner were not exactly on the same page. NBA decided to do business with Amazon in addition to ESPN and NBC. By the way, the John Tesh, you know that song? It's going to come back because the NBC has gotten NBA rights once again. But Turner, or Warner Brothers, who owns Turner, had said that they matched the deal that the NBA agreed with on Amazon. So they had matching rights based off their last contract. The NBA announced today the deal with Amazon and said that Turner did not actually match the Amazon deal. This thing's going to go to court. This is going to be very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen here because Turner really, really believes that they had matching rights from their last contract and that they've got the ability to take this package and not go to Amazon, where the NBA has already announced that Turner's done and that they're going to move forward with Amazon. So we'll see what happens there. Big Ten football media days going on. It's kind of funny to talk about the Big Ten and UCLA, but that is the case now because of everything that has happened in college football realignment. Listen to this. The head football coach at UCLA is Deshaun Foster. He spoke today. He gave an opening statement, and let's just say the opening statement for Deshaun Foster did not go especially well.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A., it's us and USC. We I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
Yeah, a lot of them. A bunch of questions. That is a head football coach at UCLA who introduced himself to Big Ten media by informing us that UCLA is located in LA, which is the same city where USC is located. Kyle Sixt is in studio. I'd figured you had seen that at some point today. Was that your first time hearing that?
That was my first time. That was wild.
I speak for a living, and there are times where I go back and listen to something I said, whether I realized I said it in the moment or whatever, and I'm embarrassed by it, because when you talk, there's times where you can lose your train of thought. There's a lot of things. So I always hate being judgmental towards people who have a hard time with public speaking, because it is literally my job to do that. And I certainly stumble at times, but that's a bad look for a head football coach at UCLA to have such a hard time with an opening statement.
That was especially bad. And yeah, I couldn't agree more. No matter if you're a public speaker for a living or you're a head football coach, that's what you're supposed to do. That's part of the job. And to introduce yourself like that and your school like that, it's definitely not a good look.
That's the guy motivating these 18 to 22 year olds at UCLA to go win a football game. So those are the items today that I really took note of going on in the world of sports outside of the Cardinals that I wanted to share with you. We are going to take a break, and when we return, our guy Brad Young's in the house. He's going to be hosting At Your Service this evening from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We'll get a preview of that with him coming up in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Starting to put the finishing touches on this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Let's get this straight. Tomorrow is going to be our city event. We are going to, Jen Cease and I are going to be hosting from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock from the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Last year we did these things, and we did them at Hot Shots all on the Missouri side. And I can't tell you how many Illinois folks complained. Tweets, texts, social media messages, everything. Why aren't you coming to Illinois? Why aren't you coming to Illinois? Hey, you know, parts of Illinois are in the St. Louis area as well. Blah, 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 blah. We didn't really choose. It just worked out that way. Well, we're coming to Illinois. So we will be in O'Fallon, Illinois at the Hot Shots tomorrow, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Akil Watts is going to be there. It's your chance to get his autograph, take your picture with him. Jen and I will be doing Sports Open Line from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So we hope to see you there. We would love to see you there. And not to like guilt trip you, but if you are one of the people that was very vocal last year about us not coming to Illinois, I think it is your responsibility. I think you have obligated yourself to show up. You can't complain about something, us fix it, and then you not take advantage of the fix. So to you, I'm looking at you. I'll see you in O'Fallon coming up tomorrow at Hot Shots for our city event with Akil Watts, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Speaking of a whole lot of fun, Brad Young is in the house, and he's got At Your Service tonight from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It is great to see you.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you since forever.
It's been a little while. I took a paternity leave.
I know. Congratulations. And then
thank you. I took All-Star break week mm-hmm. away as well, so I was joking. I just didn't want to come to work, which is not true.
Well, I thought, you know, you're an All-Star, so you took the All-Star break. Week off. But that was good. But hey, I want to tell you this. We were chatting about it a little bit during the break, but I just came back. I was on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And anytime I'm on vacation, I always wear my Cardinals cap because I find it's a great way to start conversations. Like, for example, when the Blues were in the hunt for the Stanley Cup and I was in Boston, the TSA guy starts giving me a hard time when we were playing Boston for the Stanley Cup Finals. And so the TSA guy is giving me a hard time. And so as we're going through TSA to go into the Boston airport, I said, you know, because there was a game that night when I was doing this. And I said to the TSA guy, do you know if there are any doctors at the going to be in the game tonight when Boston plays the St. Louis Blues? And he said, well, doctors, why do you ask? I said, well, because I'm anticipating that Boston's going to choke. And I just want to make sure there are doctors in the house to take care of that. And my wife yells at me. She says, Brad, this is the guy who determines whether we get on the plane and you're mocking him. So that wasn't really a well-timed.
Aren't there announcements at the airport that says, you know, don't joke around about explosives and don't make fun of the hometown team?
I know.
Those are the two things in the announcements.
I know. I don't listen to announcements. Okay. I'm kind of a radical. So, but anyway, I'm on vacation. I'm wearing my Cardinals cap. And this guy, I was in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And that's literally where Adam Wainwright's from. He's from Brunswick, Georgia, which is literally right across the bay from Jekyll Island. And so this guy was starting to talk to me. He said he used to go to Adam Wainwright's games when he was a little league baseball player. And he also went to his high school games in Brunswick, Georgia. And he was telling me about he knows his mom. He saw his mom like a month ago and was just talking about Wainwright the whole time. And so you never know what could happen when you're wearing a St. Louis Cardinals baseball cap.
It is my belief that sports, more than anything else, bring us together.
Yeah.
As civilization.
Well, on that same trip when I was in Boston, we went up into Nova Scotia, Canada. And I didn't know this, but apparently Canadians hate the Boston hockey team.
Oh, okay.
So everybody would come up to me with my Cardinals cap, and they were all talking about, hello, eh? You know, they were doing the whole Canadian lilt there that they do that I obviously cannot do.
I didn't mind it.
And I'm terrible impressions. But they were all wanting to talk hockey when I was in Canada wearing my Cardinals cap. And unlike you, who's well-versed in hockey, me, I'm more of a baseball guy, so I was having to fake it. But
I'm sure,
but yeah, Cardinals cap, anywhere in this country, you get instant cred.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other day, I'll wear K-State stuff sometimes. That's where I went to college. Mm-hmm. And you see an occasional Power Cat logo in the St. Louis area, and I'll always say something. And 99.9% of the time, it turns into a very enjoyable, quick conversation with the person, because you're able to connect very quickly.
Yes.
The other day, I'm walking into Busch Stadium. Somebody has a big K-State shirt on. Mm-hmm. So, like, I kind of stop and I do, like, the whole, like, go State thing or something. And he just looks at me like he doesn't engage at all.
Ugh.
It was a very disconcerting moment, because that was, like, the first time in my life where I've ever felt like I was going to connect with somebody on the K-State thing. And they just clearly had zero interest in having any conversation.
When we were in the airport coming home from Georgia, we saw in an airport a guy was wearing a Mizzou shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, M-I-Z. And the guy just looked at us. And I think what he said was, yeah, go Missouri. And I thought, dude, wait, no, you're supposed to say Z-O-U. Come on.
Okay, so this creates a good question. Is there a social obligation that if you wear some sort of apparel with a team, that if somebody tries to engage with you about that team, that you have to engage back?
I think it's called implied consent is the legal phrase. There's an implied consent that you have to banter about the team if you're wearing their apparel.
I think so.
Come on.
Kyle Sixta, get in on here. Or do you agree? Is there implied consent? Is it there?
I think I agree, but I think a lot of people who wear teams' clothes don't necessarily enjoy that team. I feel like a lot of people wear shirts or hats, whatever it may be, just for a fashion sense.
Mm. I don't think this guy wearing the K-State thing, like it was a very gaudy purple shirt. I don't think he was doing it for a fashion standpoint. Like you don't see rappers with a K-State hat just for in
that
their music videos. So okay, so we do need to figure out whether or not, because like if somebody's wearing a Yankees hat, they may be a Yankees fan, or it might just be, as Kyle alluded to, some sort of fashion statement.
Or if somebody's wearing like, for example, a Mets hat, then maybe you can imply they just got out of prison. You know, I mean, I don't know how far that goes.
We do know they are pond scum.
We do know they're pond scum. Yep. The phrase originated right here in St. Louis.
It did. In the next 30, 40 seconds or so, what do you have coming up tonight on At Your Service?
We're going to take phone calls about the president's speech. I listened to it. I took notes. I want to get the public's reaction.
He didn't say why.
Speech,
he didn't say why.
Which is my big bugaboo, and we're going to break that down. And, of course, your calls on At Your Service, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight.
All right, that's very good. So, again, tomorrow, Brad Young, At Your Service tonight, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. You do not want to go anywhere. Tomorrow, O'Fallon, Illinois, Hot Shots, Akil Watts is going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting Sports Open Line live. Cardinals baseball back on Friday after the day off tomorrow. They begin a weekend series against the Washington Nationals. That's everything you need to know. Thanks for being tuned in today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from O'Fallon and Hot Shots here on KMOX.
Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Starting to put the finishing touches on this edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Tomorrow, not tomorrow. Let's get this straight. Tomorrow is going to be our city event. We are going to, Jen Cease and I are going to be hosting from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock from the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Last year we did these things and we did them at Hot Shots all on the Missouri side. And I can't tell you how many Illinois folks complained. Tweets, texts, social media messages, everything. Why aren't you coming to Illinois? Why aren't you coming to Illinois? Hey, you know, parts of Illinois are in the St. Louis area as well. Blah, 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 blah. Like, we didn't really choose. It just worked out that way. Well, we're coming to Illinois. So we will be in O'Fallon, Illinois at the Hot Shots tomorrow, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Akil Watts is going to be there. It's your chance to get his autograph, take your picture with him. Jen and I will be doing Sports Open Line from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So we hope to see you there. We would love to see you there. And not to like guilt trip you, but if you are one of the people that was very vocal last year about us not coming to Illinois, I think it is your responsibility. I think you have obligated yourself to show up. You can't complain about something, us fix it, and then you not take advantage of the fix. So to you, I'm looking at you. I'll see you in O'Fallon coming up tomorrow at Hot Shots for our city event with Akil Watts, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Speaking of a whole lot of fun, Brad Young is in the house, and he's got At Your Service tonight from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It is great to see you.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you since forever.
It's been a little while. I took a paternity leave.
I know. Congratulations.
And then thank you. I took All-Star break a week mm-hmm. away as well, so I was joking. I just didn't want to come to work, which is not true.
Well, I thought, you know, you're an all-star, so you took the all-star break.
Took a break.
But that was good. But hey, I want to tell you this. We were chatting about it a little bit during the break, but I just came back. I was on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And anytime I'm on vacation, I always wear my Cardinals cap because I find it's a great way to start conversations. Like, for example, when the Blues were in the hunt for the Stanley Cup and I was in Boston, the TSA guy starts giving me a hard time when we were playing Boston for the Stanley Cup Finals. And so the TSA guy is giving me a hard time. And so as we're going through TSA to go into the Boston airport, I said, you know, because there was a game that night when I was doing this. And I said to the TSA guy, do you know if there are any doctors going to be in the game tonight when Boston plays the St. Louis Blues? And he said, well, doctors, why do you ask? I said, well, because I'm anticipating that Boston's going to choke. And I just want to make sure there are doctors in the house to take care of that. And my wife yells at me. She says, Brad, this is the guy who determines whether we get on the plane, and you're mocking him. So that wasn't really a well-timed.
Aren't there announcements at the airport that says, you know, don't joke around about explosives and don't make fun of the hometown team?
I know.
Those are the two things in the announcements.
I know. I don't listen to announcements. Okay. I'm kind of a radical. So, but anyway, I'm on vacation. I'm wearing my Cardinals cap. And this guy, I was in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And that's literally where Adam Wainwright's from. He's from Brunswick, Georgia, which is literally right across the bay from Jekyll Island. And so this guy was starting to talk to me. He said he used to go to Adam Wainwright's games when he was a little league baseball player. And he also went to his high school games in Brunswick, Georgia. And he was telling me about he knows his mom. He saw his mom like a month ago and was just talking about Wainwright the whole time. And so you never know what could happen when you're wearing a St. Louis Cardinals baseball cap.
It is my belief that sports, more than anything else, bring us together.
Yeah.
As civilization.
Well, on that same trip when I was in Boston, we went up into Nova Scotia, Canada, and I didn't know this, but apparently Canadians hate the Boston hockey team.
Oh, okay.
So everybody would come up to me with my Cardinals cap, and they were all talking about, hello, eh? You know, they were doing the whole Canadian lilt there that they do that I obviously cannot do.
I didn't mind it.
And I'm terrible at impressions. But they were all wanting to talk hockey when I was in Canada wearing my Cardinals cap. And unlike you, who's well-versed in hockey, me, I'm more of a baseball guy, so I was having to fake it. But
I'm sure,
but yeah, Cardinals cap, anywhere in this country, you get instant cred.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other day, I'll wear K-State stuff sometimes. That's where I went to college. Mm-hmm. And you see an occasional Power Cat logo in the St. Louis area, and I'll always say something. And 99.9% of the time, it turns into a very enjoyable, quick conversation
yes.
with the person because you're able to connect very quickly.
Yes.
The other day, I'm walking into Busch Stadium. Somebody has a big K-State shirt on. Mm-hmm. So, like, I kind of stop and I do, like, the whole, like, go State thing or something. And he just looks at me like he doesn't engage at all.
Ugh.
It was a very disconcerting moment because that was like the first time in my life where I've ever felt like I was going to connect with somebody
right.
on the K-State thing. And they just clearly had zero interest
yeah.
in having any conversation.
When we were in the airport coming home from Georgia, we saw in an airport a guy was wearing a Mizzou shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, M-I-Z. And the guy just looked at us. And I think what he said was, yeah, go Missouri. And I thought, dude, wait, no, you're supposed to say Z-O-U, come on.
Okay, so this creates a good question. Is there a social obligation that if you wear some sort of apparel with a team,
yes.
that if somebody tries to engage with you about that team, that you have to engage back?
I think it's called implied consent
yeah.
is the legal phrase. There's an implied consent that you have to banter about the team if you're wearing their apparel.
I think so.
Come on.
Kyle Sixta, get in on here. Or do you agree? Is there implied consent? Is it there?
I think I agree, but I think a lot of people who wear teams' clothes don't necessarily enjoy that team. I feel like a lot of people wear shirts or hats, whatever it may be, just for a fashion sense.
Mm. I don't think this guy wearing the K-State thing, like it was a very gaudy purple shirt. I don't think he was doing it for a fashion standpoint. Like you don't see rappers with a K-State hat just for in
that
their music videos. So okay, so we do need to figure out whether or not, because like if somebody's wearing a Yankees hat,
yeah.
they may be a Yankees fan, or it might just be, as Kyle alluded to,
yeah.
some sort of fashion statement.
Or if somebody's wearing like for example a Mets hat, then maybe you can imply they just got out of prison. You know, I mean, I don't know how far that goes.
We do know they are pond scum.
We do know they're pond scum.
Yep.
The phrase originated right here in St. Louis.
It did. In the next 30, 40 seconds or so, what do you have coming up tonight on At Your Service?
We're going to take phone calls about the president's speech. I listened to it. I took notes. I want to get the public's reaction.
He didn't say why.
Speech,
he didn't say why.
Which is my big bugaboo, and we're going to break that down. And, of course, your calls on At Your Service, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight.
All right, that's very good. So, again, tomorrow, Brad Young, At Your Service tonight, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. You do not want to go anywhere. Tomorrow, O'Fallon, Illinois, Hot Shots, Akil Watts is going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting Sports Open Line live. Cardinals baseball back on Friday after the day off tomorrow. They begin a weekend series against the Washington Nationals. That's everything you need to know. Thanks for being tuned in today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from O'Fallon and Hot Shots here on KMOX.